explained. I have to leave. He tilted his head to the side as a phone rang in the bowels of the house. I can't be here much longer, he said. I'm almost out of time. I wanted to tell you how much I love you before I go, though. I've loved you since the moment your father introduced us.
I love you too, Harper said, pushing her flyaway blonde hair away from her face. She slept hard, and her hair reflected that every morning. When will I see you again?
Not for a long time, kiddo, Earl said. I'll always be watching you, though. Sometimes you'll think you see something out of the corner of your eye. That will be me. I'll always be watching you, and I'll always love you. Never forget that.
But
Earl shook his head. Your mom is coming now. She has something bad to tell you. It's okay. I'm okay. I'll see you again, I promise.
I don't understand, Harper whispered. Why do you have to go?
It's my time, Earl said, shifting his attention to Harper's bedroom door as it opened. Gloria Harlow, her eyes red-rimmed and glassy, moved into her daughter's bedroom.
Harlow, what are you doing up?
Gloria shook her head, her own blonde hair mussed from sleep as she jerked her chin back and forth.
It doesn't matter, she said. Sweetheart, I have some bad news.
Harper glanced at her grandfather. He was watching the scene from the corner, and she could almost swear he was disappearing in front of her very eyes.
What was going on here? Mommy? We lost your grandfather tonight, Harper, Gloria said, her voice soft. What do you mean?
Harper was on the verge of tears, worrying thoughts colliding in a manner that caused mental clanging in the back of her mind.
Grandpa passed away, Gloria said. That was your grandmother on the phone. He had a heart attack in his sleep. He didn't feel any pain.
Harper's blue eyes darted to the corner. Earl was almost completely gone now.
He's here, though, Harper said. He came to see me. I'm sure he'll always be watching you, Harper, Gloria said, reaching for her daughter to soothe her with a hug. He loved you so much. But he's here, Harper argued.
She turned her head so she could stare into the corner again. It was empty.
He was here. I saw him. I talked to him.
He's been gone for hours, Harper, Gloria said. I think you had a dream. It's nice you dreamed about him on the same night we lost him. Gloria choked up and struggled to refrain from body-racking sobs in an effort to protect her daughter.
You'll always have good memories.
Harper couldn't wrap her head around what was going on.
But he was here, she said. He said he had to go away, but I would see him again. He said he was right here.
Shh, Harper, Gloria said, smoothing her daughter's hair as she rocked her.
It's okay. Everything is going to be okay.
Was it? Harper wasn't so sure. The only thing she could be sure about was that nothing was ever going to be the same again. She didn't know how she knew that, but she did.
Chapter 1. Present Day.
Look out behind you!
Xander Pritchett was beside himself as he watched his best friend duck behind an ornamental column, sliding on the glazed hardwood dance floor as she careened out of the way of something he couldn't see and yet still knew was there. A glass vase shattered against the floor in the exact spot she was standing only seconds before. They were at Undercurrents, a fancy waterfront restaurant on Lake St. Clair on Harsons Island in southeastern Michigan, and their current job was turning into a righteous fright fest.
What do you see? Harper asked, her shoulder-length blonde hair standing out at odd angles as she surveyed the room.